One of the other things that xylitol does to bacteria, and we've known about what it does to the bacteria that cause tooth decay, strep mutans. Strep mutans is a cousin to strep pneumo and shares all of the genetic properties, and they've actually found out more about strep mutans than they have strep pneumo. But again, it decreases the ability of the strep mutans to hang on to the dental plaque that it has made. Clostridium difficile is decreased profoundly by a minute amount of xylitol. And people in Northern Europe are using xylitol with heavy antibiotic usage when they have to do so to prevent overgrowth of Clostridial difficile in those people that require those heavy use of antibiotics. The Japanese are using xylitol to help prevent in people with atopic dermatitis the growth of methicillin-resistant Staph aureus on these people's skin. So it's not just the nasal bacteria that are addressed by xylitol, but an increasing number of other pathogens, major pathogens, that have caused and are causing major problems with our fight against bacteria.